This session is called Alexander Unine number 10, Covering the Eyes. Although covering the eyes is just a small part of the session. This is a session done lying on the back, so please lie on your back. Close your eyes, and if it's comfortable for you, can you keep them closed throughout this entire session? Have your legs long, and just take a brief moment to notice your contact with the floor. This is a session that once you go through it, either totally or partially, there's all kinds of little movements that you can do at other times in your life while you're sitting in a chair, while you're riding the bus, while you're, you know, before you go to bed, while you get up in the morning. This is a really wonderful session for relaxing and getting rid of tension in the eyes, as well as improving eye function. And I really want to encourage you just to use whatever bits and pieces of this session in your life you find useful. There's a lot in this session that I do on a regular basis. All right, so presumably you have a sense of your contact with the floor. And you can, if comfortable, lengthen, keep your legs long during the session. If not, from time to time, if you want to bring your feet to standing to ease the pressure on your back, that's fine too. And can you find a way to cover your eyes? So the one way to do it is place, say, your right hand with your fingers pointing up. So your fingers are on your forehead and your palm is over your right eye, and your left hand, do the same thing. So the left palm is over your eye and your fingers are pointing up to your forehead. Whatever you can do so your nose lies in that angle formed by your two hands, your eyes are closed. So both hands cover your eyes without pressing on your eyeballs. And so you want it so that no light enters your eyes. Very important. And find a way to get comfortable. Don't have any force in your hands, any tension. Let your hands be easy, but also covering your eye sockets so that there's no light coming in, but also not pressing on your eyeballs. And find a way to, you know, relax your shoulders, keep your breathing gentle, relax any type of effort. And notice that even though your hands are covering your eyes and your eyes are closed, that you see all types of shapes and different colors. Do you see that? Is that true for you? Like a random spot that moves around, all kinds of different shapes and colors? Moshe would say that it happens because the optic nerve is not completely relaxed. It's not. It's still excited, as he says, and it couldn't, and it still has noise basically coming in through your nervous system. So it shows that your eyes are not quiet, not relaxed. So as you are on your back looking into the darkness, can you see if into the background there you can find a point that is darker or blacker than the surrounding points or the surrounding areas? And can you peer into that blackness? And find, if you can, in your mind's eye, make it bigger. Look at the blackness and see how you could make some of the black spots grow, get bigger, stop moving around. It may not happen all at once, and that's fine. It may not even seem like it's happening. But keep focusing on a dark area, a darker area, the black areas. And notice how over time, imperceptibly at first, those areas can get bigger and then perceptibly bigger. Again, it doesn't have to happen all at once. Your eyes are closed and you're peering into the darkness. Where is it the darkest? And are there sort of random movements, flashes of light, etc., that are going away? Sometimes people notice that there's a spot that go that at one point was going across the eye, or it was appearing from here and there, and it just slowly starts going away. It gets darker in there. And the darker it gets, the less your optic nerve, your eye sensors and receptors, the less your brain is working. Very nice. And can you look around, look up or down or right or left, and really search where is it the darkest? And how can that darkness, that relaxation, spread? Now, with your eyes still closed, okay, your eyes still closed, can you bring your hands back down on the floor? And with your eyes closed, can you gently, slowly move only your eyes to the right and then come back to the middle? Do not move your head. Just look as completely as you can to the right, as if you wanted to see, with your eyes closed, the wall to the right of you, and maybe down to the floor, and maybe even if you wanted to see your right ear. So you're looking towards your right ear with your eyes closed. And then come back to the middle. And can you do it gradually and slowly? As if your eyes were heavy, actually. Heavy eyes that you had to work a little bit to move them slowly to the right and then back to the middle. And Moshe said, slowly return your eyes to the front. And then asked, where is the front? Sometimes he would say, sometimes you move our eyes to a little bit to the right, and how do you really know you're moving your eyes to the right? So when you look over towards your right ear, are you really looking at your right ear? Are your eyes really turned to the right? You look to the right, to the wall over there, assuming there's a wall in your environment, up the wall, up the ceiling. And then when you go down to the right, your eyes move across the floor. Good. And the next time you come to the middle, can you stop for a moment? Your eyes are still closed. And do the movement a few times quickly. Bump, bump. Look quickly to the right with an abrupt movement, and then return to the middle. To the right, back to the middle. And do that many times. Good. Good. And then return again to doing the movement very slowly. And have some attention to really feel your eyes, the weight of your head, the weight of your spine, the weight of your body on the floor. Go slowly and make sure there's no jumps in the movement. Well, don't make sure there's no jumps, but just notice where there are jumps and try to make the movement very smooth, very simple. And then can you go back to doing it fast again? Bump. Move as fast as you can. Move as if something happened, like there was this noise over there and you wanted to look over abruptly. And then the noise is in front and you look to the front. Good. And then once again, do the movement very slowly, once or twice. You're just going from the right to the middle. Good. And now, can you look very slowly to your left? Look towards your left ear and then return to the middle. Your eyes are still closed. And each time you look to the left, can you somehow make it simpler? Make the movement with more ease. More finesse. All right, the next time you come back to the middle, your eyes are still closed. Remember, if it's comfortable for you, you're keeping them closed during the entire session. With the eyes closed, look at a a point in the ceiling. Imagine a point in the ceiling where your eyes are in the middle. And slowly again, look across the ceiling, down to the wall, down the wall, across the floor, over to your ear. And then return to the up to the ceiling. Very nice. Make it easy, gentle, relaxing. Feel your entire body. Feel your eyes relaxing. Feel that your breathing has changed. Your heart rate has changed. And then begin looking to the left very quickly, even abruptly. Look to the left and then return back to the middle. Boop. Quickly, but also lightly. Quickly, lightly. To the left, back to the middle. To your ear, to the middle. To the ceiling, to the wall, to the ear, back to the middle. That's nice. And then again, return to looking to the left very slowly. And slowly up to the middle. Is it different now? And the next time you come up to the middle, stop and bring your hands up to cover your eyes again. Your two hands covering your eyes. You can do it with your fingers crossed or up so that the fingers are crossed over the forehead, or they don't need to actually be crossed. They can just have them up there. Whatever you can do to block out all the light from your environment, all the light, but no pressure on your eyeballs. And then look into the darkness. And are you noticing that you're seeing a larger black area than before? Focus on, find the black areas, the dark areas, and see what you can do to make them a little bit bigger than before. And think that the black spots grow and grow until it fills the entire background. Everything becomes blacker, darker, more uniform. Not necessarily all at once. You can take your time. Your nervous system can take its time in making that happen. Moshe noted that many people, he said, fall asleep during this session because the system becomes quiet. People often fall asleep after being fatigued, but for only a few seconds before they awaken. He said, don't worry about it. You may fall asleep. Of course, that may happen in many different sessions, as you may have noticed. All right. Now remove your hands from your eyes, but keep them closed. And gradually look over to the left, along, say, along the floor, and then up the wall to the ceiling. And then across the ceiling to the right and down the wall on the right side, across the floor to your right ear. And then come back up in the other direction, slowly, lazily, but really keeping your attention on your eyes. Feel your eyes. Keep track. Keep awareness, consciousness on the movements of your eyes the entire time, while leaving some attention for the rest of yourself. That's nice. Back and forth. Stop whenever you want to. And do you notice that you can do this? Can you do this movement smoothly, or do your eyes jump from time to time? In many ways, it's not a simple movement. Our eyes are accustomed to seeing at specific angles and specific ways. And here you're habituating your eyes to move a little bit more gradually. He said during the sessions that he thought your vision can improve. I don't know if my vision has ever improved by doing these sessions, but it certainly has helped keep my eyes young and relaxed and stress-free. And when you're ready, can you do the same movement but quickly, suddenly? Like look to your right and then look to your left with the greatest speed you can, as if something was to your right and to your left. Bump, bump, bump. And then again, go back to doing it slowly. Slowly to the left, up to the middle and to the right. Relax, breathe. You can do this movement and feel your breathing. You can feel your contact with the floor and your eyes going gently back and forth. Very nice. Very, very nice. And can you cover your eyes with your hands again? Get comfortable with your hands over your eyes, however you do. And discover if you see larger patches of black now. Is it changing? Do you see one spot that's blacker than its surrounding? And can you think that the entire background is slowly turning blacker, slowly getting darker? You can imagine that the insides of your eyelids are like black, wet velvet. Your whole optic nerve just sees blackness. That means that it's calm, and that it's not doing any movement nor receiving any information, any impulses. The darkest black a human can see. Although again, it doesn't have to happen all at once. You may find over time as you do this session or bits and pieces of it, you'll get better and better and better at relaxing your eyes. Now, keeping your eyes closed, remove your hands from your eyes again. Your eyes stay closed. And can you press your eyes with your eyelids? That is, close your eyelids even tighter. Make an effort in your eyelids so your eyeballs will press your eyeballs into your face. Your eyelids will press your eyeballs into your face. Press for approximately 20 to 30 seconds. And I'll keep track here. But here's the thing. Pay attention that you do not make any unnecessary effort in other parts of your face. They use the power of your eyelids to push your eyes inside your skull. That's the way Moshe phrased it. But contract only your eyelids. Contract your eyes without involving your cheek, your nostrils, your forehead. You got that? And then let it go. And then do it again, please. Tightly close your eyes and your eyelids, but don't involve your forehead or your cheeks. And hold the tension for 10, 20, maybe 30 seconds. And then leave it. Stop that for a moment, just a moment. Keep your eyes closed. And now do the same thing, but with your right eye only. Press your right eyeball powerfully into your skull. Powerfully close the eye for 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Using only your eyelid and the muscles around your eye. Contract your right eye without involving your cheeks, your nostrils, your forehead. Then let that go, and then wait a moment and do it again. Now, can you do the same thing with your left eye, please? Leave your right eye out of it and press your left eyeball powerfully with your left eyelid for 20 seconds. Maybe more, using only your eyelid and the muscles around your eye without involving your cheeks, your forehead. Don't make any faces. Very, very nice. And can you return again to pressing with both eyes, both eyelids? And now, this was not in the original lesson by Dr. Feldenkrais, but I found it very useful to press the eyelids tightly and experiment with where your eyes are pointing to, where you're looking to with your eyes closed. So you could look to the left or up or down, to the right, whatever you want to experiment is while the eyes are closed and while you close the eyes tightly with your eyelids. Nice. And when you're ready, can you please cover your eyes with your two hands again? And slowly look into the darkness as we have been doing. And notice, is the darkness expanding? Are there less shapes, less color, less random light coming in? Is the black getting deeper and perhaps darker? And can you find some way to make it even darker, even blacker? Relax the back of your neck as you do this. Keep your hands without effort. Keep your arms without effort. No pressure on your eyeballs. Feel the weight of your body sinking into the floor, the weight of your legs, the weight of your back, your pelvis. All right. Now, keeping your eyes closed, please bring your hands down away from your face. And with your eyes closed, can you look at the base or kind of the ridge of your nose? So the base, sorry. The base would be the area between your eyebrows. Look up there, that area, the base of your nose. And from that location, look up very slowly as if you wanted to see the hair above your forehead. And then return back down between your eyebrows and then see the bridge of your nose and just kind of gently go up and down that area. Do it slow, do it calmly, gradually. If you feel any abrupt jumps, that's a good sign that you can find a way to do it slower, perhaps more gradually. And then look down to the tip of your nose, or from the tip of your nose up to your hairline, very gently. Where is it easy? Where is it simple? Where is it kind of strange? Or not so strange? Maybe it's perfectly normal, perfectly easy. And then when you're ready, can you make it faster? Boom, boom, boom. Up, down, tip of your nose, top of your hairline. Could you go up and down? Fast, but without force. Light, easy, fast. That's nice. And now return to moving very slowly from the tip of your nose, up your nose, the bridge of your nose, between your eyebrows, up your forehead to the... That's nice. Up and down slowly. Is it easier now, simpler now? And now the next time you go down along... Now, down your nose, can you go up and go over your mouth, your chin, and go down your neck and down the middle of yourself, down the middle of your body? Your eyes are still closed. And can you see the point that is exactly in the middle between your legs and go right down between your legs, down to your feet? Find a middle point. And can you find the exact middle of yourself? And how do you know that you're looking at the exact middle of yourself? And then come back up with your eyes, up through your legs, up to your pelvis, over your pelvis, your stomach, your chest, up your neck, up your face, the top of your head, maybe in all the way up to the top of your head, over your head. That's nice, and back down. You can really pay attention. And can you really pay attention? Can you feel and sense that you're going down the middle of yourself? the middle between the legs, the middle of your pelvis, the middle of your stomach, the middle of your head, your lower lip, whatever it is, up and down. And then when you have that, can you begin to do it fast? Do a few abrupt movements, up, down, travel from the ridge of your nose all the way down the middle between your legs, down to your feet, and then back up. The quickest, lightest movement that you can, still going between the middle of yourself. That's nice. And return to doing it slowly. All the way down, all the way up. Feel your eyes, feel your face, feel your breathing. You can do the movement and feel your breathing and feel the contact of yourself with the floor. And stop. And once again, can you do that movement of tightening your eyelids, closing your eyelids to do, as he said, bring both your eyes inside your skull. Press your eyelids and then hold them for 20 to 30 seconds, but do the minimum amount of force needed to do that in your face. Very nice. Very nice. And again, can you cover your eyes with your hands so there isn't any tension or force in your shoulders, your fingers and your hands? Don't press into your eyes. And look into the darkness. Are you seeing a little more black than you did before? More dark? Fewer shapes, fewer random spots. Good. Now please stop that. Lower your hands from your eyes. Keep your eyes closed. And can you imagine a black line in the shape of a circle, kind of like the shape of a O, that has a white center? A black line in the shape of a circle, like the shape of a letter O, that has a white center. And the white is placed exactly in front of your eyes. So it's a thick black line with a white circle. And let that shape lower down so it lies on your face until your eyes see only a white field. You see a white field. Direct your eyes to look at the middle of that white circle. And now gradually push the letter O off your face. Up and up until you see that thick black line around the white field, around the white O, the white circle. And slowly move that O, that circle, farther and farther away as you look at it. Focus on the white. Move it further and further away. Get smaller and smaller until you see only a white dot. Way out there. Very nice. And then slowly bring the circle back towards your face. The white gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And take all the time that you want to do that until the circle is lying on your face again and you see only white. And then move it away. Keep doing that, however you do. Sometimes it's easy for us to imagine and see the white, and sometimes it's less easy. Do the best that you can. Further and further away it goes until it's on the horizon to the sky. It's just a point. And then it comes back down until it's lying on your face again. Now, the next time it lies on your face, can you imagine that you're throwing the letter? Throw the letter, the circle far away from you, fling it out to the horizon until it becomes a tiny white dot, and then abruptly fling it right back down till it comes back onto your face and you're seeing the white again. So away and then close. A tiny dot and then surrounded by white. Can you do that? Do you have it? And then again, push the circle slowly away from you. And I tell you what, once it's far away and you see a tiny dot, Can you make it bigger, make the dot get bigger and bigger and bigger, but have it stay where it is? So it gets bigger and bigger. It's still far out there, but the white gets bigger and bigger. And now bring the circle to you. And as you bring it towards you, it gets smaller and smaller. It's a little bit weird. The circle comes towards you, gets smaller and smaller until it's a dot on your nose. And then once it's a dot on your nose, leave it there and have it get bigger and bigger until you're only seeing white. That's nice. And then make it into a tiny dot in front of your nose again. And now push the tiny dot away from you, but as it gets further away from you, have it get bigger and bigger. The circle is moving further away, but it's getting bigger, bigger and bigger, until it's further away, far away on the horizon, but it's covering the entire sky. That's nice. Very nice. And let that go, please. Bring your hands up to cover your eyes again with your fingers kind of pointing up towards your forehead. And really pay attention to every black part that you see. Notice that the black is getting, it's getting more uniformly black everywhere. That is to say, your eyes are relaxing, your nerves are relaxing. And before we end for now, you can lower your hands back down. I want to invite you again to do any part of this session that comes to your mind later, whenever that might be, wherever you happen to be and it's safe. You could cover your eyes and look for the black when you're sitting in front of your computer or before you go to bed at night. Or when you wake up in the morning, you could put your phone down and do it. You could do any of the movements with your eyes to the right or to the left, slowly, up or down. Again, before you go to bed in the morning, in the middle of the night, wherever you happen to be, where it seems appropriate, useful. This can be a really great session to open up and just click at any random part of the audio and try the movement in sitting and lying while walking. And when you're ready, very slowly, as if arising from a deep sleep, let your eyes open gradually and let them open gradually. Don't open them, allow them to open, you know, kind of as when you wake up in the morning. Pay attention to look around slowly. Do you see something on the ceiling that you normally don't see? Do you see details around you that are different somehow? Look around you, what seems different? And then roll to your side and come to standing. And in standing, feel your contact with the floor. Notice your breathing. Look around slowly in your environment. Make contact. This is one of those sessions where it was translated. Moshe ends sessions very often, and he says, notice what this session has done to you. Notice what this lesson has done to you. Which is interesting, because I prefer to change that around and say, notice how you have changed your experience with this session. And when you're ready, walk around a bit. And enjoy.